It is time for the game plan here on Downtown, brought to you as always by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Bob Lucy joining me to talk a little Maine Black Bear football against the Richmond Spiders. And Robert, let's go back to last week, waiting several games for that Maine offense to get going, and they wasted little time to make it happen last week against Stony Brook.
Boy, they came out of the gate growling, Rich, 28-0 after the first quarter, and they really got their playmakers in space. I think that was the key. They used some creative ways to get those playmakers in space, and guys like Montego Moss, Joe Gillette, Trevin Ewing, Jamie Lambson, Derek Robertson played exceptionally well. Maine rolled up 512 total yards, averaged 7.9 yards per play, and scored five touchdowns of 27 yards or more, eight touchdowns total.
Well, and felt especially good for Derek Robertson because he's a terrific young man, a leader, respected by his teammates, and a guy who really studies the game well. And I'm sure he heard the comments that people were making and the questions that were being asked, and he came out and made a pretty clear statement last week.
Yeah, he really did. He's a student of the game, as you said. He spends an awful lot of time looking at film, and he was on fire, razor sharp. He had complete command of that offense. They did an awful lot of four wides and five wides even set. So he was in the pocket, looking downfield, and making good decisions, checking down when he had to, grabbing the low-hanging fruit when he had to, and going for that home run ball when he could. And Maine, for the first time this year, really took the top off of defense.
Well, it was nice to see, too, when the Black Bears got that big lead. Coach Jordan Stevens got Derek and some others out of the game, and we got to see two other Black Bear quarterbacks who acquitted themselves well out there.
Yeah, Anthony Harris, a 6'3", 195-pound senior, played quite a bit. He was 3 of 5 for 18 yards. And then Aiden Pereira, a 6'2", 200-pound redshirt freshman from Auburn, New Hampshire, former Gatorade Player of the Year in Massachusetts, on his very first play, faked the ball inside and ran it around the left end, picked up 12 yards. He did a nice job, in limited action, not only running the ball, but he threw a nice pass to the sideline for a 13-yard gain as well.
Tristan Keenan had a couple of touchdowns, but the Black Bears didn't run the ball a lot early in the game because the passing offense was going so well. When it was time to run and kill some clock, they turned to some of the other guys on the team, and they all did well, but especially impressed with the power running of young Simon Sathler.
Yeah, he looked good. He's got a low center of gravity. He runs hard between the tackles. He had three rushes for 13 yards, and he carried half of the team from Stony Brook a couple of times. Got a little push from his offensive line as well.
Bob Lucy joining us for the game plan here on Downtown. Well, the defense came up big and really set the tone early, Bob, on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, they forced a fumble, recovered that fumble. It was really good to see them ball hawking, getting into that backfield and wreaking havoc. That's what the Black Hole does when they're in that beast mode. And, they were able to get three forced turnovers, Rich. They were able to get three sacks. They had a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And so they also got a lot of people in there. And it was good to see Dorian Royal in on the defensive line. He made a nice sack.
Well, the Richmond Spiders tomorrow, a disappointment, I think you'd have to say, given where they were projected to be in preseason. 2-3, and frankly, could easily be 1-4. They needed a late field goal to take care of Stony Brook, and we were surprised watching the scores come in last week to see them not only lose, but lose by more than two touchdowns at home to Hampton.
Well, I mean, it was a surprise. When you look at their season so far, Rich, kind of a head-scratching loss in their opener to Morgan State, 17-10. Then they went to Michigan State, lost 45-14. They had a good win over Delaware State, 38-6. As you mentioned, had to kick a 28-yard field goal with 46 seconds to go to beat Stony Brook on the road, 20-19. And then the loss to Hampton, And one of the things that has hurt them, Rich, over the last two games is their starting quarterback, Kyle Wickersham, a 6'3", 225-pound redshirt sophomore, has not played in the last two games. He's a dual-threat guy coming into the season. He was their guy, and he has completed 59 of 77 passes for 513 yards, but he has not played in the last couple of games. So there's been a couple of other starters. Jackson Hardy, Ashton Snellsire have both gotten in the mix. And then last week, Rich, against Hampton, they put in Camden Coleman, a 6'3", 220-pound true freshman from Clemens, North Carolina. And he acquitted himself pretty well for a true freshman, 24 of 34 for 224 yards and two touchdowns, had an interception. So my guess is if Wickersham is healthy, he'll be the starter tomorrow. If he's not, I think they'll go with Camden Coleman, who played pretty well last week and got his first playing time.
And the Spiders have also struggled to have a consistent running game from week to week.
Yeah, they have, Rich. When you look at some of these numbers, they're only averaging 19.2 points. That's out of character for them. Only 110.2 rushing yards per game, 3.4 yards per rush. And what surprised me is only four rushing touchdowns in five games. So they haven't done as much on the ground as they typically do. Now, one of the things that Richmond has done over the years is they've got real good production with their quarterback running the ball. Not so much last year with Rhys Udinski because he was a prolific passer, but the guy that they had in there initially, Wickersham, was doing a lot of running, and that's been typical of their offense. So if he's back in, I would look to see a dual threat quarterback trying to put some yards up in their rushing game too. And but you know, you look at the total offense number, Rich, 284.4 total yards per game, 4.7 yards per play, and they've really struggled on third down. They're only converting 12 of 58 third downs this year. That's last in the league, and a percentage of 20.7% conversions for them. So they're, I'm sure, looking to do a little bit better on third down. And they've also allowed a league-high 18 sacks, which is out of character for them. And they have a league-high 12 turnovers this year, which is a little strange because they forced the league-high 11. But they've turned the ball over a lot. They've given up a lot of sacks. I think a lot of that could be because of some of the injuries they've had at the quarterback position.
Well, offensively, the Bears certainly found some success last week, but I may have to think they'd like to get more balance and get that run game more involved. What do they have to do to be successful offensively against Richmond?
Well, I think Maine's offensive line is going to have to play exceptionally well. Richmond has been known for their defense over the years. They're a gap control type defense. They have a 4-3, and they've got some really good players. And so I think Maine's offensive line is going to have to play well. And Maine is going to need that balance, as you said. And, you know, Hampton was a perfect example last week. Talk about balance. They had 497 total yards, 241 yards rushing against Richmond, and 256 yards passing. And I think that's the key. That's what you want, is you want that balance. And if Maine can get that ground game going, they'll certainly have some opportunities to balance that with throwing and try to, you know, take the top off their defense and do some good things with the passing game too. It's funny when you look at the numbers, Rich. Over the last four games, after rushing for 165 yards against FIU, Maine is averaging 26 rushes per game for 82.5 yards per game, 1.5 rushing touchdowns per game, and 3.2 yards per rush. So, you know, they haven't been putting up a lot of yards. Of course, against Stony Brook, they really didn't need to use that run. Keenan only had 9 rushes for 24 yards. He did get 2 touchdowns. John Gay only 5 rushes for 8 yards. He averaged 1.6 yards per rush. And their top rusher only rushed one time. That was Trevin Ewing with a 30-yard end-around for a touchdown.
Well, we know in these conference games, too, one of the keys is to not make mistakes. If the Bears can keep the penalties low and win that turnover battle, they've got a great chance to get another victory.
Well, I think they do, Rich. I think if they play the way they played in that first quarter against Stony Brook and play with that enthusiasm, play with that emotion, and they can force turnovers, they've got a real good chance to get a win at Richmond. I think that's going to be a key stat for Maine, because when you look at Richmond, as I said, they lead the league in forced turnovers with 11. And so if Maine can win that turnover margin, that will be key. What they don't want to do is allow Richmond to get turnovers and get favorable field position. This could be one of those field position games. And I think for Maine, they want to keep that good field position, take advantage of their opportunities, make sure their offense is as balanced as it can be, and really get after it on third down. As I said, they have not had a good third down offense, and Maine has struggled with third down defense. They're last in the league in third down defense right now, allowing their opponents to convert 48.6%.
Well, and from what we saw last week, the whole CAA looks pretty wide open, and we say it almost every year, but this year it seems to be more true than ever that anybody can beat anybody on any given Saturday.
Yeah, no question about it, Rich. When you look at what's happened, New Hampshire's got a couple of league losses. William & Mary lost to Elon last week. Hampton jumps up, and they look like they're going to be a much improved team this year and beat Richmond 31-14. So Elon is off to a good start in the conference play as well, undefeated. So, I mean, I think for Maine, the great thing about this, Rich, is despite those four losses in the first four games, Maine still controls their own destiny moving forward. It's just one game at a time, trying to improve, execute at a high level for four quarters, and that's the key. They need to play four quarters of good football, offensively, defensively, special teams, and keep that enthusiasm up and make good decisions.
Looks like it might be a little rainy in Richmond tomorrow, Bob. We could sure use some extra Billy's barbecue if they're around.
Well, I haven't packed my suitcase quite yet, so I'm wondering a little bit about whether I should bring my rain suit, which I did the last time we were anticipating rain, but it takes up a lot of room in the suitcase. I don't really want to take it unless I feel I have to.
You'll make the right decision at game time, I'm confident.
Okay, well, I'll do my best anyway.
All right, Bob Lucy with the game plan, brought to you as always by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com.